If you go down to the woods today, you could be about to get a big surprise.
It turns out crashing isn't all you should be afraid of.
Ah!
Animal attacks are more common than you think.
Welcome to the Dirt Shed Show with Rich Payne.
And Martin Ashton.
How's it going, mate?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you, buddy?
Well,
it's good to be back.
You know, yeah, I'm looking forward to this because I actually started with someone mentioning that they'd seen a boar out in the woods.
Wow, that doesn't sound boring.
In the UK, that's quite exciting. and I thought, oh, that's funny, animal attacks. Then I looked into it. Animal attacks, turns out, not funny.
Not funny. Not a joke?
No, because here in the UK where we're based, right?
Yeah.
Back me up, right? You don't really see that. We haven't really got many exciting animals, really.
Oh, a pheasant!
Like a boar, basically a hairy pig.
is about
as exciting as it gets. Mm. And, you know, the other day, Mark, in the office, he saw a boar when he was out riding, and it had loads of piglets, hoglets, I don't know what you call them.
Piglets?
Horlets? Piglets, I don't know.
Piglets.
Piglets. Neil saw a bear, a boar. Blake has said he's seen a boar out. Anything UK-wise you've seen?
I've seen boar. Where we film at Forest of Dean, they're pretty common, actually.
Yes, I think
all of us have seen them multiple times.
Yeah, but what else? Have you seen anything else? Anything exciting out on the trails?
Adder.
An adder.
So an adder, for those that don't know, is the UK's only poisonous snake. I've seen them because they're quite common around my way.
They are. Yeah, so I mean, that's about as exciting. Now, we have been on some amazing travels in our times, right? So we have been out and seen bears on the trail, black bears.
Yeah.
You go to Whistler, it's not that uncommon.
It's like seeing a boar.
In fact, check this out. Me and Blake were out on the random tandem. Look, this is us out on the random tandem, and a bear just wanders across the trail. We were stoked.
It is mental there, isn't it?
That's cool, isn't it? Yeah, so you can say, have you ever seen a bear out riding?
Yeah, I have. Literally, like you guys, I was riding through Whistler Village. It just wandered from one garden to the other. I'm like... So that's normal.
Yeah, well, you know what, right? Seeing a bear out on the trail can seem, and it's probably a lot of you out there going, I've seen bears a few times, you know, no big deal, right? It can be a big deal. It can be a deadly big deal, right? Because one of the problems mountain bikers have when out on the trail is that we're quick, okay? Walkers are safer than us.
Is that true?
Yeah, because they're wandering along, slow pace, making some noise. The animals tend to hear them and get out of the way because they don't want to meet us.
They're pre-warned.
But one thing that does happen with bears is that we sometimes surprise them on the trail.
Oh, no.
And even ride into them.
Oh.
And then they're just like, what the hell is this? And they start batting away with their claws, right? and you basically can get really, really hurt. In fact, one rider got killed in Glacier National Park. Yeah, a really sad story. 38-year-old guy, Brad Treat, 2016 this was. He basically, you know, unfortunately come around a turn. There's a bear there. It's all witnessed by his friend who was riding with him. And it attacked him because it was just defending itself.
Really? Just get away, quick.
And although the bear unfortunately killed Brad, it wasn't then killed itself by the rangers because it was, you know, technically
self-defense.
Yeah.
Or what it thought was self-defense.
Whereas if it was like a man-eating bear, they'd have gone out and killed it and stuff like that. So, you know, it can be really serious. And this is what I started to find out, Rich, when I started thinking, animal attacks. No, not funny at all. No,
that's vicious.
And talking about riding into animals, right, I looked on Insta and check this out. We've got some funny clips here. Look, someone hitting a cow.
God.
Come over the brow of a giant cow. What about this one, though? Look at this. Look, a deer. Look at the antlers.
Imagine getting impaled.
He nearly did. He nearly got. Imagine having an antler right through your heart. Oh, my God. I wonder if that's around. I hope not, because I kind of just made a huge joke of it.
Yeah.
So let's hope we didn't. We asked last week, you weren't here, Rich, but we asked last week for some of your animal attack stories or animal witnessing stories, right?
Yeah.
I've got a terrifying story for you.
Okay.
Right. This is from another Richard. Richard Ambrose, right?
Yeah.
And he said most memorable animal encounter he's had, right, was on Vancouver Island. He's riding along the trail and sees a mountain lion.
Holy moly, really?
In the trail, right? And he's like, whoa, okay. That one walks off, then he spots another one just checking
like
him
friend.
Out. Yeah, just watching him. Now, they do say if you see a mountain lion, you're dead.
Is that what they say?
Yeah, it's like...
So if you see two...
No, you don't hear many people say, I saw a mountain lion.
Because
if you see one, it's like, you look tasty, right? And this mountain lion basically checked him out, and he was really worried about where to go. And he says about, you know, basically waited for it to move away, and then he rode through the trail, bit nervous, right? But Richard leaves it at that point as like kind of like a cool story.
He said, "Hey, saw a mountain lion, but wild."
Like, I was looking on Manny a website.
That's a thing.
Yes.
Sounds dodgy.
Manny a website.
I'm just saying.
Not like that, you.
I'm just saying. You didn't look at that on your work computer, did you?
Oh, God, I did. I did. Right, check this. Kerry McCorkle, right, was attacked by a mountain lion.
What?
And where was this? This was in, I think it was in Montana. She was attacked by a mountain lion, right? But she had three friends with her. And check this out. They threw a mountain bike at it.
What, just...
Yeah, it basically bit her face.
Shoo!
And it wouldn't let go, right? So they got a mountain bike, like a cage.
Yeah.
And they pinned the poor thing to the ground.
I mean, it did have a human head in its
and
mouth.
And all three of the girls stood on it so that they... And it's pinned to the ground. You can go to Manny a website. Careful. Go to Manny a website. You can see the pictures. I don't know if we can put the link in the description down below. Probably not. But it's there.
What? Is that true?
Yes. They actually pinned the mountain lion to the ground.
Holy Oh, my God.
What do you think about that? That is insane, isn't it? That's crazy.
That's three grown women standing on a bike, standing on a mountain.
And it's big.
Holy crap.
It's a big cat. Yeah, it's frightening. And some of your stories are amazing. I've got some other ones for you, right? Franco59 said, girlfriend ran over a Cape Cobra.
That sounds like it'd hurt you.
Yeah. I mean, this was in, where is this? This is in South Africa. And he said it's
makes
pretty
sense.
Wild there. You can basically either get trampled or bitten by anything at any moment.
Yeah, agreed.
It's just not like that in the UK. IK Knows, got another one for you here. Had a fair share of bear and deer sightings, but one that I'll never forget is backpacking in Florida, and he saw an alligator wandering across the trail.
And they're quicker than you think, so have you ever seen an alligator go for it?
No.
Yeah, they're pretty fast.
What's the thing you're supposed to do if you see an alligator?
Punch it on the nose.
Oh, I don't think that's it, dude.
No. Run away?
Yeah, you've got to run away, but aren't you supposed to run in a snaking fashion?
Oh, because it can't turn too well.
Because they can't do corners.
Is that true?
They're like me on mountain bikes.
They're fiddlesticks, 90 degree bend.
He's good in a straight line. Don't play any corners.
That's Matt. John Flynn also says from Tampa, Florida, I was riding behind a guy who hit a gator's tail.
Another gator?
The gator was sunning itself on the trail, came around a corner too fast and couldn't stop. But I mean, basically just saw a massive amount of luckily running away. I think they startled it. But he says they also regularly encounter cottonmouths and rattlesnakes. Now, actually, when I raced
What's
in...
What's a cottonmouth?
It's another type of snake.
Oh, enough with the snake.
Yes.
Oh, yuck.
But they told us about it. When I raced in Arizona for that 24 hour, they were like, luckily it's out of season, but like rattlesnakes and scorpions come out in the sun. Oh, it's nice.
No.
I mean, no thanks.
No. In conclusion, right, it's dangerous out there.
Yes.
More dangerous than I ever realised. So maybe think about some bear spray in your backpack if you're in those parts of the world.
Yeah.
Be noisy. That might help.
Yeah.
And if you see a bear...
Run.
Yeah, I haven't really got a good
answer. What is it? If it's grizzlies, curl up.
Right.
Just hope for the best.
Yeah. Black bear, make yourself look big.
Black bear's like, get a loss, black bear. If you're in the UK and you meet a wild boar, have a few treats in your pocket.
Yeah, it's not too bad. Right, let's have a look at the news with Tom.
What's up, everyone? Propane are growing their e-bike lineup with the Shresh. It's a lightweight, shorter-travel e-bike with a Shimano EP801 unit and a 626-watt-hour battery. Carbon fibre frame delivering 150mm of travel in the full-power trail e-bike category. More over on EMBN. Muckoff have announced partnerships with 7 bike parks across the UK, including Dovey, Fort William, the B1KE locations, Winlatter Trail Centre and Swinley Bike Hub, bringing locations you can find Muckoff wash stations at to over 30 parks globally. Bluegrass have released the Jetro helmet, 3/4 shell with coverage for head and jaw without going for that full chin bar. E-bike, enduro, dirt jumping and slope style. It's got MIPS, plenty of padding and a breakaway visor. 3 colours, 3 sizes, €250. O-Chain have a new lineup, confusingly named as North, South, East and Rest, with each model having a slightly different usage case. Best look at their website to see what would suit you the best. But what I can decipher from the release is there are some performance materials and sealing upgrades throughout the range. Few new tools from Park Tool, the BRK1 or Big Rolling Kit is a tailored collection of 90 tools to fix just about anything on the move. And the 1971 is a little more niche. It's a clamp for a repair stand to allow it to work on D-shaped seat posts, mostly found on road bikes. Olympics pre-season is in full swing. Athletes will be deviating from their usual activities as they prep for Paris. There's a US Pro Cup in Fayetteville this weekend where Riley Amos will compete in the under 23 event rather than the UCI test event in Brazil in a tactical move to hopefully secure Team USA enough points to send two riders to Paris rather than just the one. And last but not least, the NZ Rally we mentioned a few weeks ago dropped their full highlights reel earlier today. The film actually premiered on the big screen at a cinema in Nelson, but it's also released on their YouTube now. You can watch along as riders tackle the adventure of a lifetime, taking helis, boats, and 4x4s whilst racing mountain bikes across the stunning landscape of the northern coast of the South Island. That's all I've got for you this week. It's back to the guys in the shed.
Okay, no hacks and bodges this week. It's animal attack time. So we're doing hounds and beagles.
Hounds and beagles.
Yeah.
Are we really?
Yeah, dogs out on the trail.
Get in.
Why not? Right, first one I've got for you is from AD. And this is all about little Digger. He rescued Digger from a gold mine where he works. He had to drive home because he'd rescued him. It's normally a flight, but it was an 8-hour drive because he had a little Digger in. And Digger, look, on this video, he's become an amazing trail dog.
He's actually was
look
a gold
that.
Digger.
He's got two new pals. I don't know what their names are, but he says he's the ultimate trail dog now. That's a cool story.
Yeah, look at him go.
Little Digger coming down through the trail.
Look at that.
It looks quick. I like it.
Good job, Gold Digger.
Yeah, what have we got next, Rich?
Look at this, like a spaniel.
Spaniel.
It is a spaniel, isn't it? That's Paul's...
Oxley's a spaniel.
At Llandegla in the UK here.
Yes, nice.
He's been the promise of sausages in that pictures.
Yeah, and I tell you what,
for some sausages.
He's been getting in the muck. Who, Oxley or Paul?
Either or.
Yeah, nice. Last one here we've got is Simon's. It's his white 905 hardtail. He's in Thetford Forest in the dangerous UK. and this is his first trail dog run, but no name. Wolf 69 is his Instagram handle.
What?
Maybe it's called Wolf. So we say it's Wolf. It doesn't look very wolfy.
No, he looks quite friendly. I like this feature. Can we just keep
trail
it going?
Dogs are really fun. If you've got a trail dog,
please
head over to the Uploader. If you've got anything to give us, go to the Uploader and you can get involved in the show.
Can we do? I thought of something.
Go on, say it. Speak your mind, Rich.
Excellent. I would like to see next week's special and a dangerous animal pet special. Like, Ooh. Do you have a trail rhino or...
Unlikely.
Yeah, it is unlikely.
No, but snakes.
But you know what I mean? Like,
we want to see a snake draped on a mountain bike.
Yes, just crazy pet bike pictures is what I want to see, please.
Yes, a ferocious squirrel.
Yeah.
They're scarier than you imagine.
Or like a really ticked off tree frog.
We just have got no dangerous animal imagination.
No, we don't. Well, tree frogs are very poisonous.
What's dangerous? Like, in the UK, it's nothing to dangerous.
Well, it's the adder, isn't it? They're poisonous.
That's only like getting a bee sting.
Yeah, there you go. Bumblebees is what we got.
I don't like bumblebees.
Do you know what,
I don't trust them.
A hornet was in my house the other day.
A hornet's one of those things, right? You think, you see loads of wasps and go, is that a hornet? And then you see a hornet and go, a hornet.
That's a flipping hornet.
Yeah.
Right.
We've lost our track. You may have noticed. Let's keep going with the show. Shop shout out, Rich. Ugh. If I gave you some imaginary pounds, right, what would you pick on the shop today? Because I went on there and I picked myself a new race top.
Yeah.
I want to know what you'd pick
first. Well, first I'd ask you for some actual pounds and then I'd go, Mark, I'm going to buy this badass kit bundle because look at this on screen now.
You picked that because you're in the picture.
Maybe. And because it's our cool sort of newest updated GMBN XC kit.
Yeah,
and the weather's finally changing so we can wear it.
Yeah, no, and you look good. It's a good shot. Who took that shot, Nick?
yeah.
Right, apparently.
Didn't say that off screen.
Also, I would pick, I think, the switchback long sleeve jersey, right? I get given the jerseys, but I haven't got that one. And I do think Neil looks pretty cool in that shot.
Neil.
Is that you too?
That is also the Dom. Just because we've all got beards.
No, but that's not. That's
oh, that
not,
was Nick.
You take a photo.
Was
this
you,
guy's
Nick?
Good. This guy's good.
He is good. Yes. Head on over to the shop now. There are some great deals to be had. Clothes only. The models do not come with it.
Right. Let's take a look at some things we like this week.
Right. It is now time for things we liked this week, or a selection of things, because there are many things we like. So first up...
It's basically what we spotted on Instagram, isn't it?
It's when we're just in the scroll hole and we go...
That's good.
That's yeah, especially
that's what
good.
I do.
Yeah,
like,
exactly that.
Look at that.
So this first one is from, you know, Scott Modifying Extraordinaire Danger Home. And, yeah. I mean, for those that can't see, have a look.
It's a see-through bike.
For those that can't see, have a look. I just realised what I said then.
Well, you can't see this one anyway.
No, it's
basically
see-through.
Imagine an e-bike, Scott e-bike, and it's see-through. But you can see the battery, you can see the motor, you can see the dropper post. What I'm wondering about this, right,
is it's mental.
It can't be rideable, not actually rideable, because that is just plastic. But to make that mould...
Yes.
Could they have used the carbon mould? Would they have had to have made a mould to make that bike?
That's
if so,
a great question.
That could maybe be one of the most expensive mountain bikes ever made.
Yeah, I did notice when this was put out was April the 1st.
But it looks real.
What day is April the 1st, Martin?
No, but there it is. I'm looking at it.
I'm just asking a question, Martin.
It can't be, can it?
I don't know. We've been April Fools.
No.
I think we might have been.
I haven't, have I?
I think you've been.
I was really excited about
it. I think you've been. Did you not realise?
No.
Yes, it's an April Fools, you silly sausage. Oh, Martin. Oh, right, next on something we like that is equally foolish, but a real thing. For those that can't see, Martin just looks disappointed.
No, but I really didn't know that was April Fool's. Is it really? Is it?
Dude, that's an April Fool's right there.
But I'm looking at it. I can see it. It's real.
I know.
It's real.
Yeah. I mean, it's a real April Fool's.
I don't understand what's happening. Anyway, moving on to Op-P. Op-P is riding an exercise bike.
A really old...
I tell you what, Op-P, right, this guy in trials is an absolute... Well, he doesn't get more legendary than Op-P in bike trials, right? He's incredible rider. But in his older age, right, and he's a little bit older than me. But he's
is
a
he?
Fantastic rider still.
Wynn Masters next, last but by no means least. Wynn doing Wynn things.
It's Road Bike Party, the office edition.
Yeah, just popping wheelies through offices.
That is actually Matthew van der Poel's bike.
Is it really?
He went into the offices, I think, at Canyon, I guess.
Well, I assume so, because I was like, he's GT still, so...
Yeah, and he's riding around, and he saw it in there and just took it and did some wheelies on it. It's really funny.
That's cool. I mean, known for it, but I like it.
Yeah,
I like
great.
It a lot.
It's great. Some good things.
Yeah.
Right, we've got a caption contest for you. Here's last week's caption contest photo. It's Rich.
Through the eye of a spanner.
Yeah, but this has sparked some very funny comments.
Oh, I have not looked, so...
I'm going to give a stunt mug to the best one, but I think these are quite good, especially the last one. But can I take you through them? Because you're the subject. Is that all right?
I often am, sadly.
Okay, Matt Wickens says, Rich Payne shocks the world with his new appointment as the next James Bond.
Oh, it is Battle of the Gut. I like that.
Dun. Bold
oh, no,
Bond.
I am Bond.
Bold Bond.
Bold.
I am Bold Bond.
Who is the... Yeah.
There's no Bold Bond.
No, no.
There's no Bold Bond.
Well, there is now.
There is now. Rich Payne. I like that one. Zip Pilot, he says, getting tunnel vision on the trails always leads to pain.
Oh, it's good
That's
as
good,
well.
Isn't it? Nice
it's
play on
good.
Words. This last one, incredible, right? Daniel Klob says, no, I wanted a whole giant glory.
These are really good this week.
Do you get it?
Yeah.
Let's get it.
Yeah, I mean, what? Can I choose?
I've got to say it.
Go on.
Giant glory hole. I had to say it, just in case anyone missed it. Brilliant. Brilliant. Well done, Daniel. You won a stunt mug. It's so good. Watch your eyes.
Oh,
so
good catch, Nicholas.
Good. So
good catch.
Great captions this week. Yes.
Do I get to choose the winner?
I just chose Daniel. It's brilliant.
Oh, right.
I love his glory hole.
Okay, well, congratulations, Daniel. A stunt mug is winging its way to you as we speak.
It went. If you'd like to win a stunt mug like that one next week, give us a caption for this picture. There you go. There's
giant glory hole.
Give us your caption. Get involved next week. And you could be winning yourself a stunt mug.
Coming up on the channel this week.
Yeah, we've got some great videos. One that I'm looking forward to. Why this e-biker hates mountain bikes.
Yes, that's Steve, our very own Steve Jones, isn't it? No, it's not, sorry, but he is.
Steve Jones on GMBN, I'll not have it.
Well.
No.
Okay.
I will have it, I love Steve.
Yeah, he's got and I'm giving you a bit of a behind the scenes of my USA vlog. Basically, 2 weeks I was in the States, or 2.5, I think.
Yeah.
All sorts of filming, racing, shenanigans going on, and I've vlogged it. And I'm taking you behind the scenes, so watch out for that one.
Yeah, and if you don't want to watch that snorefest, there's a story of Petey's video that Neil done, a story about Steve Pete and how he got from being basically the greatest rider in the world to owning an amazing company in mountain biking. Yeah, great stuff.
Cool.
What else we got, Neil? Blake? Rich, isn't it? It's Rich, isn't it? He's forgettable face. That's what it is. Come on, we're presenting a video here.
I'm not anymore. On to the bike vault.
No, we've got videos still to talk about.
We're still going to... I mean, we're talking about the whole week's worth.
Yeah. It's going to be amazing week.
Three simple tips to ride better. What I never leave home without. That's your lot.
It is. I don't feel like we presented the week very well.
You said my video is going to be boring.
Well, I can't lie to them.
Oh, you make me so mad, Martin!
Yes! Right, let's do a bike vault.
It is time for the bike vault, Martin.
Let's
now,
get
first
in.
Up, we've got Thomas Boa.
Tom Boa Constrictor.
Yes, this is a Nukeproof Mega 297.
Yes.
I mean, look at some of the parts on that. That is delightful. You got a fast coil on the back of that.
Yeah, nice.
Lovely Zeb up front.
It's got everything.
Rim pack inserts, Conti Cryptotal tyres.
Yeah.
What are we going to give that?
Well, I mean, it's got everything you could possibly have. It's nice.
It is a nice bike.
Next up, Matt Davies.
Matt Davies.
And it's an
e-bike.
It's an e-bike. Oh my God. Well, this guy hasn't started out very well, has he?
He's
Scott Ransom E-Ride 920. He lives in South Wales.
Awkward. I mean, but it's quite a nice picture. But it's an e-bike. And it's on GMB.
Yeah, so it's a nice picture. We know Matt didn't take it. Next up is
Jack Jill.
This lady's got her name run the wrong way. Oh. Jack Jill. Is it Jill Jack or Jack Jill?
Nobody knows about that one.
Oh, God.
Nobody knows. God. Right. Yeah. An All Bayer Ockham Mayo colour scheme. Triscum. Down my neck of the woods, that.
I mean, it's quite a nice All Bayer, actually.
It is quite nice.
It's got everything on it, all the bling. I mean, gold's nice.
Yeah. Well, what are we giving that? Nice or super nice? It's nice.
It's nice.
It's nice.
It's right. Next up, we've got this guy. Sounds smart. Sounds smart. I don't know. Do you sort? I sense like cleverness in this name.
Sort of just
studious.
Great studious word.
Sharp. Yeah.
Astute.
Yeah. Yeah. Daniel Ackers. It's his Banshee Spitfire V2. It's got O-lins on it, Cane Creek, one up handlebar and stem, 5 dev pedals.
Fancy pants. He's being paid too much, eh?
Grand X dropper, Hope Fortis wheel set. Daniel has got everything.
Should we give it a super nice that one?
It's a super nice.
Daniel, nice. You've earned the only super nice. Congratulations.
He also works in legal and we wouldn't bear not giving it. You may have noticed we might have known some of those people's bikes.
But
don't feel like you can't upload your bike, head over to Uploader. Hopefully we'll be getting your bikes next week.
Yes.
If not, we'll be slating some more of our friends' bikes.
With pleasure.
Yes. What a show. Animal attacks and the all. And it has been genuinely lovely to be
Thank
around.
You.
Thank you. Nice to meet you. Stop squeezing! Ow! Ow! You know I'm disabled.